Where Are You Looking? March 6, 2011 by Ernie Noll. In my dream, I am standing outside a very large and beautiful mansion with many rooms. As I look at it, I think about how wealthy the owners are. To the far left of the mansion is an enormous detached garage that is larger than the size of most homes. I walk over to it and go inside. Walking around, I notice many different exotic cars that are very expensive. In one area, there are several men working on some of the cars. I know that the owners employ these men to keep the cars clean and in perfect working condition. I now walk back to the front of the mansion and notice that to the right are very large and beautifully landscaped flower gardens and an enormous fruit and nut orchard. Many trails traverse the garden area for the owners to walk or run on. They also enjoy their large lake with an island in the middle as well as several electric boats. The gardens connect to numerous acres of woods with more trails. The owners employ several gardeners to keep the place well maintained. Walking behind the mansion, I notice on the right a tennis court, and behind it is a private golf course with four customized golf carts. To the left is a large swimming pool with deck chairs and tables for entertaining guests. Soft background music is playing in this area. I walk around to the front of the mansion again, and now pass through the closed front door as if it is not there. I know that no one can see me. Standing now in an enormous entryway, I see to the left an opening that goes toward the many rooms on the first floor, and to the back entrance of the home. In front of me is a large staircase going up to the next level. At the top is an entryway that goes to the left and the right. As I walk through the home, it is evident the owners have acquired a large collection of fine home furnishings, including famous paintings. There is recessed lighting throughout the home that illuminates everywhere, including special lights for the paintings. Housekeepers clean and polish the furnishings to keep things looking their best. The owners have given much attention to this place for their own enjoyment. Hearing someone talking, I walk back out to the front entryway and see the homeowners walking down the staircase. It is a husband and wife in a discussion, and they are arguing and fighting with each other. I wonder how two people could be angry at each other when they live in such a wonderful place. They even have employees to prepare and serve their meals. Now they are arguing as they descend the staircase. I now understand that even with all that the husband has given his wife, she is not happy. She is telling him that she does not love him anymore and is leaving him. She has bought her own larger mansion and has planned to take most of the furnishings and belongings to her own place. Many employees have packed her clothes and other things for her to take to her new home. As she leaves, the husband stands surrounded with many of his employees, yet he feels alone. A long black limousine now pulls up in front of the mansion. A man in a very fine suit and holding a briefcase steps out of the car. He walks over to the husband and pulls several papers out of his briefcase. Handing these to the husband, he tells him that he has lost everything he owns, his mansion and everything that goes with it, his cars and his money. He must leave with just the clothes he is wearing. The man hands the husband one more paper and explains that he has lost his job. That is why the husband has lost everything. He has acquired much and has now lost much. Two strong men take him to a waiting taxicab. They explain that the driver will take him to the large city nearby where he can try to find help. Before getting into the car, he turns and looks one last time at all that he had owned. I now find myself in an area of the city where many homeless people stay. A taxicab pulls up to a curb, and the man who lost everything exits the cab. Many homeless people welcome him. Some ask what he used to do, while others tell him how to survive. He notices one old man who keeps looking at him but does not say anything. This man has been homeless for a long time. His face looks weathered from living outdoors, and there is a look of peace and calm about him. His gray hair and beard are long and wavy. Another homeless man now tells the man who lost everything that he should not worry, because all who are there have lost everything, and they will continue to survive together. He points to the old man and says, "We call him Manny. We do not remember a time when he has not been here. Manny takes care of us and always makes sure we get food and have a place to sleep." Manny walks over to the new man and assures him that he will receive what he needs through the kindness of others. He asks the man if he would walk with him. As they begin walking, I notice Manny is gentle and kind, and his eyes express love. As he talks, his voice is comforting. He looks like a man who has worked hard and gone through much. I realize that because of this, he can help others. He tells the new man that he has something to show him that is very important. Many other homeless follow at a short distance. As they walk along, I know that they do not take care of the old man, but rather he takes care of them and loves each one in a way that I do not understand. They now go into a building, and Manny shows the new man where he can sleep and get food. Next, he takes him into what looks like a large meeting room with many chairs. There is a platform at the front of the room, and on the wall behind the platform is a large picture. I cannot see what the picture is about because the room is too dark. Manny now says to the man, I have shown you where you can find rest and food. Now I am going to show you where you can find peace. Manny turns on a light, and I now see that the picture is of Jesus from the waist up. His arm reaches out as if he is waiting for someone to take his hand. He is dressed in a white robe with purple, blue, gold, and silver sashes that drape from his shoulders. His eyes seem to pierce into our souls. Now all the homeless go up on the platform and slowly gather around the picture of Jesus. Manny sits down up front with a new man. He tells him that if he will look to Jesus, he will provide for him. He asks the man, Where do you look? Do you look for things of this world? Do you look for how you can excel? Do you look for what you can possess? Where are you looking? Are you tired and having many troubles? Do you look around and only see darkness? Manny puts his arm around the man, points to the picture, and says that all can find what they need by just taking his hand. The homeless now begin to sing, O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? There is light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I now notice a caption at the bottom of the picture. It says, They shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Manny tells the man that all he needs to do is take the hand of Jesus that is reaching out to him. The man begins to weep and shares with Manny how he lost everything. He speaks of how there is so much he could have done, how he wasted so much, and that with all he had, he now sees that he had nothing of eternal value. He looks at Manny, who sits with his arm around him, and then with tears streaming down his face, says that he has lived a very sinful life. He falls to his knees, places his head in Manny's lap, and tearfully says that he is sorry for all his sins and that he is worthless. Manny tells him, In the eyes of your Savior, you are a valued, treasured jewel, and more valuable than all the mansions and money on this earth. He places his hands over the man's head and says, Jesus and the Heavenly Father love you. Jesus gave so much of himself and would have done so just for you. He lifts the man's face up so he can look into his eyes. He asks, Are you ready to take the hand of your Savior, who loves you and gave his life for you? If so, God promises to give you a new mansion in heaven that is even more glorious than anything you owned on this earth. Are you ready to surrender your will to him? The man rises to his feet and turns to the front. As he looks at the picture of Jesus, he puts out his right arm and reaches his hand out as if to take the hand of Jesus in the picture. He stands there listening to the homeless people singing, when suddenly he sees them slowly become angels dressed in the most beautiful white choir robes. He is crying at what he sees and hears Manny ask, Where are you looking? He replies, I am taking the hand of my Savior. Manny again asks, Where are you looking? The man turns to look at Manny, who is now no longer an old man. His appearance changes as he stands up. I now understand why others call him Manny. It is short for Emmanuel. Standing before this broken but healed man is Jesus. For the first time, this healed man now looks into the most wonderful face of his Savior. He sees in his eyes what I have called the love of the love of the love. With his right hand, Jesus reaches up and wipes the tears from the man's face and gently pulls his head into his chest. Jesus tells him that he has waited for this moment for a long time, and that as long as he will hold his hand, he will be with him and provide for all his needs. I suddenly feel someone holding my right hand, and I am instantly standing in the corridor. The herald has been with me the entire time. He calls me by my heavenly name and says, All you have belongs to the Heavenly Father. What he has shown you is a message for everyone. He waits for each person to take the beautiful, holy hand of Jesus. The Savior waits with his hand held out for those who decide to take it. He asks each one, "Where are you looking?" Each should turn their eyes upon Jesus and look fully into his wonderful face. If they do this, all the things of this earth will grow strangely dim, but he will illuminate them by the light of his glory and grace. Calling me by my heavenly name, the herald says that each should ask himself, "Where are you looking?"